good night. Do, 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 do. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Do, 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 do. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Do, 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 do. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. I don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Your mother, oh, and your father, like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
shield to stop from what you're doing to me, babe. Nothing even matters if I got you with me, babe. Blissful love, I'm vulnerable. Only one who makes me feel this way since you left your mark on me. So much to lose. I'm foolish, so foolish, but I can't get enough. Smother me, baby, I will be your only company. Yeah. Smother me, baby, I will be your only company now. Cares if we move too fast, it's more to do when the chaser is you. Came from out of the blue, making love as the sun sets. I'm in ecstasy when you're next to me. I let your love cover me. Left your mark without a bruise. The thrill of having so much to lose. I feel at home when I'm with you. Unprotected love, give me all your unprotected love. I'm foolish, so foolish, but I can't get enough. Smother me, baby, I will be your only company. Yeah. Smother me, baby, I will be your only company.
WMFO 91.5 here in Medford and Tufts Freeform Radio. It's another hour of Com 40 office hours, isn't it?
It sure is. Welcome back to all our dear listeners. It's a beautiful day out. It's been a gorgeous week. I hope you've all been outdoors enjoying it. If you're in your car, I hope you roll the windows down, get some fresh air. Have you been enjoying your week, DJ Pizza Days?
I sure have. Let me think, though. That Monday warm weather? Was it Monday's? That was a little bit of a tease. I didn't actually appreciate it that much, if I'm being honest.
Really? I, like, went outside around noon and meant to do, like, just sit outside for half an hour and then go back and do work, and I was there until, like, 5. It was a good day out.
Like, I've already emotionally prepared myself to be cold. Emotionally. until, like, April, at least.
You think? But didn't Punxsutawney Phil see his shadow? Doesn't that mean spring's coming early?
I think that means that there's going to be some more winter. If he sees his shadow.
Is that what it is?
I think so. I
interpreted it wrong then. That's my bad.
But listeners, feel free to call in or just text DJ Natty Light if you have her number. If you actually have the right answer or are confident in a right answer.
And feel free to call in. We enjoyed the couple calls we got last week. That was nice. I just got a nasty surprise right before this show.
Whoa.
So
Is it indigestion?
No, not quite. Worse. Worse, honestly. I picked up a copy of The Daily, and I realized on my way here, I was like, it feels a little bit light. And I've just noticed, I was trying to think of why it felt lighter, and I realized that someone just took the game section out and put it back, which I think is just a dirty move. Like, most people
like read the paper. To the game.
Yeah, read the paper. But also don't just take the games and leave it, because then I have to deal with this. And I have to go back and get another one so I can do Sudoku today.
You should pass on the not favor. You should only take the game section out of the next newspaper.
No, I think that's rude. I know that you read the daily. You're the only person I know who reads it every day, who's under the age of, like, 40.
Who do you know that's over the age of 40 that reads the daily every day?
Like, my professors.
Oh, okay, yeah. I gotcha. How do you know that I'm under 40?
All right, what do we have up next, DJ Pizza Days?
We got some Radiohead coming your way.
Awesome.
Stay tuned.
somebody take me, no, somebody take me, no, somebody take me.
I
Hello, hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello?
Huh?
Do you know that vine? I know that vine.
What's the vine? Can you explain it?
Okay, so the vine starts with the camera with a water bottle. I think it's a water bottle. And like it's focused on some girl who's sleeping, and they just splash water in her face while she's sleeping. And like, I think out of all the response, you can think of a bunch of responses that someone like would say when they get water splashed in the face.
Right.
But this girl just like gets up and she's like, "Hello."
That wouldn't be my response. Interesting. Can I explain my favorite vine to you?
Sure.
Actually, I've forgotten a substantial part of it, which is the background song that they play. But the idea is that there's a lawnmower on the grass, and then suddenly it takes off into flight, and then it's just flying through the air.
Oh, yeah. Because it starts with, like, oh, it's like a self-driving lawnmower, mm-hmm. and, like, I mean, it's weird, but it's not, like, it's not ridiculous, and then all of a sudden it takes flight.
And there's some great song in the background, which I can't remember which one it is. But, yeah, I'm glad we've explained vines now. Seems crucial. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say to me, DJ Pizza Days? Have you been to Pizza Days lately?
You know what? I haven't. I think the last time I went was sophomore year, 2 years ago.
Oh, me too. Did we go together that one time?
I went with
DJ Teddy Grahams and Hannah Hatch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember who were there.
There was a big fuss because they like raised the price of their... Well, they're known for being like cheap but good. Well,
right.
Not cheap and bad, but good because they're
enough.
Cheap. Okay.
But it's pizza. Regardless.
Yeah. But then they like raised their price. So now it's like equally priced as like better pizza.
No, is it?
I think so. Like,
they can't do that.
Yeah. That's like economics, right? They can't do that.
Like, do you think they'll still get business just because people often think of Pizza Days fondly? Or will we just go to other places like Nick's that have better pizza?
Yeah. I mean, Nick's has marginally better pizza.
Or like espresso. That's like pretty good pizza. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have any jokes for me?
Let's see. I mean, like, I already regurgitated your joke the other day about the king's armies.
Oh, that's a good one.
Have we already said that one on air?
Yeah, we did say that one.
Oh, okay. Well,
I have a different one, actually. Okay. Why is Pavlov's beard always so soft?
Why is this going to have to do with, like, those experiments?
Yeah.
Why is Pavlov's beard always so soft? I don't know.
Because it's conditioned. Did you take psychology in high school or college? You learned about Pavlov's conditioning.
I took Psych 101 in 5 weeks over the summer.
Wow, that's a decision. Why did you do that?
I was at some point going to try to graduate early and pack in some extra shoes.
Gotcha. Oh, we've got a caller.
Oh.
Do you remember how to pick up the phone, or would you like me to?
I'd like you to press the buttons, please.
Can you hand me the board, that thing?
Which board?
Right up there.
This thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, DJ Natty Light is on answering the phone. She's on it.
Can you see if you can talk to the person?
Ooh, can I talk to you?
Wait.
Maybe I'll turn. Ooh, hello.
Can you hear them?
I can't hear them.
Try to turn the volume up.
Oh, the volume on this thing up.
Yeah.
On the phone. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Oh, this... Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
You're on air.
Oh,
yeah.
And also you're on air. Ooh, I'm hearing a lot of reverberations.
Hello?
Can I request a song?
Of course.
Yeah, please.
Breaking Down the Door by Santana.
Great. All right, you got it. That'll come up soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. All right. So, I was talking about Pavlov. And this actually factors back into vines because for my high school AP Psych project, I made a series of vines about Pavlov's conditioning. Just to tie that all back together. I can show you my vines if you want to learn more about Pavlov. But that's all. You don't look very enthused.
I don't know, just a little bit. Let's see here. Let's go back to the music.
Let's do that. Why don't
we?
Well,
we'll reset here. All right, cool. Bye.
Na 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 real. Look, like, he out of smoke the whole. Out of smoke the whole other.
Baby, it's alright.
A PSA for you guys as we get towards the end of our hour. This was sent to me by my dear mother, as she received from one of her, quote, doctor friends. So you guys know the new coronavirus may not show sign of infection for many days, and so how can you know if you're infected? By the time you go to the by the time you have fever or go to the hospital, the lungs are usually 50% fibrosis and it's too late. So experts in Taiwan provide a simple self-check that we can do every morning. You want to practice as I tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, is it indigestion?
Nope, not indigestion. So you take a deep breath and hold your breath for more than 10 seconds. If you complete it successfully without coughing, without discomfort, stuffiness, or tightness, etc., it proves there's no fibrosis in the lungs, basically indicating no infection. In critical times, please self-check every morning in an environment with clean air.
Okay.
I feel like that was 10 seconds. You didn't cough. So no coronavirus?
Nope.
No fibrosis. That's exciting. They also recommend taking a few sips of water every 15 minutes to ensure that your mouth and throat are moist and never dry. Yeah, there's more to it, but I think that was some serious excellent advice. Very timely. I saw recently, meaning like 1 hour ago, that coronavirus is going to become a pandemic. Did you read about this?
What's the definition of a pandemic?
Like it's, I don't know, it's probably something numerical, but it's going to like be widespread very soon.
And okay.
Everyone's saying, like, you should prepare for it. And there's a bunch of articles on how you can best prepare yourself to handle it.
Okay.
And you should, like, stock up on cold and cough medicines and have, like, enough supply of food and water in your house. Kind of like earthquake preparedness. Like, just be able to live on your own, I guess.
You know what? That reminds me of when you said stock up on cold and cough medicine. That reminded me about, like, the Tufts Daily had, like, a 40-year anniversary yesterday. I'm sure you know.
That's right.
And they had, like, a screen capture like on the web of the first front page, and it had to do with like tuition hikes.
Okay.
And that's been like 40 years now of like tuition hikes. But, and so there's all this constant debate between like the, right, the administration and the students about like, you know, we're going to raise the tuition, but also stop raising our tuition. And then I think in response to this a couple years ago on like the Tufts website for undergrads, the admins are like put up like a webpage about like ways to save money. like and one of them is like,
oh, I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, like, yeah. People got upset because, like, oh, my God, we're paying, like, the sticker price for Tufts is, like, what, $70K? Mm-hmm. Around that. And, like, you're listing, like, ways we can save $5. like a legit bullet point on this webpage is, like, get your flu shot at Tufts Health Center so that, like, you can save money on buying, like, cold and cough medicine down the road. Like, well, like, I mean, it's, like, you can save money, but, like, that's, like, a drop in the bucket.
Compared to $70,000, yeah. I think your $15 cough medicine isn't going to change much.
And under the food tab, it's like, there's a suggestion that like you should have your family members bring you like bulk snacks when they visit so that you don't end up spending a ton at like the dining facilities here.
You're joking.
No, I'm completely serious.
What?
Yeah.
What a concept. What? Okay, that's fine. Did they take that down?
No, yeah, I visited the page yesterday.
Oh my god, okay, now I need to look at that. That's ridiculous. Wow. Okay, thanks for that useful tips. Wow, you got so many PSAs in one today. Get your flu shot, have your friends and family bring you food. Yeah, good.
All right, let's send the listeners off with some more music.
This has been Comp 40 Office Hours, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I was listening to the ocean. I saw a face in the sand, but when I picked it up, then it vanished away from my hands. I had a dream. I was 7, climbing my way in a tree. I saw a piece of heaven waiting impatient for me. And I was running far away. Would I run off the world someday? Nobody knows, nobody knows. And I was dancing in the rain. I felt alive and I can't complain. But no, take me home where I belong. I can't take it anymore. I was painting a picture. The picture was a painting of you. And for a moment I thought you were here, but then again it wasn't true. And all this time I have been lying, oh, lying in secret to myself. I've been putting sorrow on the forest plates on my shelf. La-di-da. And I was running far away. Would I run off the world someday? Nobody knows, nobody knows. And I was dancing in the rain. I felt alive and I can't. Soft place to fall, and I can't.